It's your turn.
Hello, and welcome to this very special NPR episode of Here's What I Don't Mini Get. Just kidding. So welcome, folks. Here's this is episode.
Like the fourth one or fifth one?
I don't know. Doesn't really matter. It's February's episode. February's episode.
Yeah, technically February, although it's probably going to come out in March. Yep. Sorry about that, guys. There's only 28 days in the month.
Their handicapping goes by at least two, if not 3 days.
If not 3 days, man. Yeah. That's some fuck shit, dude.
Yeah, so we just recorded episode 66 earlier today.
Yes, we did. We've done a lot of double show days in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it keeps us on our toes.
I think it does. I agree.
Because sometimes, you know, I wake up on a... Usually we record on a Tuesday. I wake up on a Tuesday morning and, you know, right before we set to record. And it's kind of got to get out of a funk. But when you've already done one, you're already kind of, you know, raring and ready to go.
Yeah.
Until Tab says, hey, it's your turn to do the intro.
Yeah, it occurred to me, like, I hit play and then I go, I'm pretty sure it's Tim's turn. Like, I guess I can't fucking tell him now.
So you've been having fun at work, right?
I've been having fun at work?
Yeah. You said there's been a lack of people there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because there's a regional competition for theater going on right now, so everybody's gone this week. So I don't have to fucking talk to anybody. And the people that are gone are not the people like me. The people that are gone are the ones that are like really wanting to please everyone all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, the people like me that just kind of want to get the shit done and go home, we're all still here just getting shit done and going home. Like, I left work fucking so early today. So we just ran out of shit to do.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's it.
Sounds
like,
great.
All right. Sounds fucking great. Are we getting paid until 5? Yeah. Okay. See you later.
Man.
It is pretty nice. All my classes are canceled this week. They were canceled all last week. It's going to be 2 weeks before next Monday. I'll finally have to go to class again. It'll have been 2 weeks.
Canceled classes are a great do-get.
Yeah, that is a great do-get.
I mean, I remember the feeling of waking up, checking the phone, seeing an email from campus being like, classes are closed today for some reason or the other.
Yeah, they call us on the phone. And I'm just like, yes. Yeah,
don't call me.
They used to send me text messages, but I had them stop doing that because they drove me nuts. Because they'd be like, warning, there's a police activity going on in the area of Elm Street and Davis and 3rd Avenue or something. Or at like the tree trimmers apartment complex. And you just be like, who fucking cares? It's like, please avoid the area. Like, the only people that are going in that area are people that fucking live there. And if they live there, they want to go home. So stop. Why did you text me about this?
I still get, even though I don't go there anymore, I still get the university texts.
Yeah, that sucks, man. So the other thing that I hate about that is that they give you this information. They're like, oh, there's police activity over at the two Lone Dog apartments, at Lone Pine Apartments, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, I wonder what's going on. And then a few hours later, they're like, oh, that police activity has ceased. You can resume your normal shit. Like, why don't you fucking tell me what was going on? If you're going to tease me with shit happening, at least have the common courtesy to then tell me what shit was happening. Yeah. Cucks.
Was it a meth head? You know, streaking naked through the streets with a knife?
Yeah, some, like, domestic violence.
I wonder what a... Did you ever watch Live PD?
No.
It's cops, but live. So they've got like a command center where the host is, and he's got like 4 or 5 cities.
He's trying to watch at the same time because nothing actually that interesting happens to cops.
Yeah.
Because they're too busy not protecting or serving because they have no legal responsibility to protect the public.
But yeah, it's cops, but live. Huh. I wonder what that would be like for like a university police.
They'd be following around some fat bitch writing fucking tickets to people who just need to get to class and didn't have the fucking time to park in their designated lot. And they're going to write some fucking $40 ticket to you and ruin your whole fucking day.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. the town that I currently live in, if I like got superhero powers, like if I became Professor X,
yeah,
I would log into every police officer, campus police, state trooper, the parking enforcement people from the university and the city. Yeah, all those people, right? I'd log into their minds and summon them to the big football stadium and have them line up in two lines. On this side, people with guns. On that side, people without guns. And I'd have the people with guns shoot the people without guns. And then I'd have the people with guns shoot themselves.
Yep.
And it'd be a lot better.
It's everything a pretty good use of mutant powers right there, Teb.
Yeah. Yeah, because if I got mutant powers, I would immediately go full Magneto. Like, it's not going to be some long, slow creep. I'm just going to immediately enact revenge on everyone.
That's not even, like, regular Magneto. That's Ultimate Universe Magneto, where he...
He
attempted to reverse the polarity of the Earth.
Yeah.
And pretty much, like, really, he just killed millions of people by doing that.
Fuck you people.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. That's me with mutant powers. Kill everybody. Are you ready to get into some issues?
Yeah, let's do it.
You go first or am I going first?
You go first.
All right, here's what I don't get. Sore throats.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a real bad sore throat today, and I still have it. It's driving me nuts. It's caused by some drainage coming down my throat. And it's like, why is that? Like, that mucus is liquidy.
Yeah.
The throat has a bunch of liquid shit on it. Why are you suddenly dry and hurting? What's the deal, man? It's your fucking problem.
Yeah, I hate
it. You get, like, sore throats from, like, dust and shit being in the air. You get sore throats from sucking too much dick. I mean, it's just, you could get one literally any time.
You can get sore throat from sleeping weird, like from just like having your mouth open while sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, I can't tell you. Or having a fan on in the room that's like pointed directly at you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I once turned on a fan because I was hot, went to bed, woke up the next morning. It had been aimed at me instead of kind of like blowing through the room.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking terrible sore throat.
Yep.
Like, God damn it.
My fan used to be like directly above me, directly above my bed.
Yeah.
So in the summertime, you either have to have it on like super low or not at all. Otherwise, you get the sore throat.
I have to have fans on all the time at full blast.
No, I do. That's too. What I'm saying is if you have it on full blast, you get the sore throat.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had a lot of throat problems. I would get bronchitis like the same time every year.
Yep.
It sucks, man.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I used to just lose my voice every summer, like right about the same time, lose my fucking voice. And it would get down to like, I mean, I don't even know what it was. It was like my vocal cords became paralyzed. Just couldn't make sound at all.
Yeah, you sound like in your head, you sound like a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
I would get that when we worked at the...
like this raspy thing.
When we worked at the haunted house.
Yeah.
From yelling at people.
From yelling at people, yeah. Yeah, you fucking yell too much. Like, if you don't protect your voice enough, going to get a sore throat. Worst part of the sore throat is that, like, you have to use your mouth for so many things. You can't, mm-hmm. like, eating becomes uncomfortable, drinking becomes uncomfortable. Yeah. And then, so what do? Like, I suck cough drops, and then my fucking teeth feel like I've been eating candy all day, because that's what cough drops are.
They are. It's candy.
I try and use those sprays when I can, but the sprays last for like 4 seconds.
Oh, they're terrible, too. They taste the worst.
Oh, the sprays are a lot better now.
Are they better now?
They used to be real bad when we were kids, but yeah. I'm actually fine using them.
Okay.
The problem, it's the length of the application, because, you know, you spray it back there. Because
mm-hmm. It's a numbing thing is all it is.
It's a numbing thing. And so it numbs you for a few seconds, maybe a few minutes, but then eventually your saliva that's naturally processing down just mm-hmm. pushes it all off. Yeah.
Yep. Because I remember, like, you'd always spray that. You'd always get it on your tongue. And your tongue would just start to go numb.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the stuff that's out there now is actually not too bad.
Yeah, I used to...
They're
awful,
man.
It was... I always had a bag of Halls on me. Not on me, but sort of just in my room, always had a fresh bag, just because my throat always bothered me when I was younger.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm drinking a tea right now, an herbal tea with a throat coating properties.
Mm-hmm.
and a fuck ton of honey.
Yeah.
Just to try and, you know, be able to talk for the next 30 minutes. But yeah, that's my issue. Sore throats, man. They're just awful. I don't get why.
It suck. Them. I know. I it's do. Yeah.
Yeah. That was all right. So what's your next issue?
Here's what I don't get. Throwers.
Throwers?
Yeah, yeah. That is the term for people in a video game who get pissy and they hate you so much they won't leave the match. They'll just screw it up for you. They will throw. Ah. They will throw the match.
Yeah.
It sucks, man. Like, if you're not enjoying it, quit. If you're not enjoying it in the moment, quit the round. If you're not enjoying it constantly, quit the game. Don't.
There's something to be said, though, for, like, really fucking other people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I'll admit I've seen some hilarious videos of some really good throws in, like Overwatch.
Or the one that I'm thinking of, maybe this isn't it, but a guy playing that Friday the 13th game just totally turns on all the other humans in the game.
And basically pulling him out.
Yeah, he's like running. He's like, come, friend Jason, come follow me. And like he goes into this house that they fortified and unlocks the door so Jason can just walk in. And then the people try and start killing him.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
I'm thinking of in Overwatch, there's a character named Symmetra, and her ultimate ability is a teleporter. Ass. Well, that too. But no, it's a teleporter. And so you put it down somewhere on the map, and when your guys dies, there's a teleporter in the spawn room, and they walk through and into the wherever you put it on the map. But putting it like right onto a ledge.
So that when they spawn and go into it, they fall and die again. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I just don't get like how can you hate like when I run into it, it's usually like we lost the first round and that person blames the rest of the team. So they're like, oh, well, I'm just going to screw up the next round. I'm like, dude, you know, we can win the next round and then come back and then
win the game. Yeah. Yeah, I'd understand it if like you played a couple of shitty games with somebody and then you match with them again and you just go like,
oh, that's funny. See, that's less throwing and more like targeting the person.
Yeah, because like I remember when I played Gears of War 3 and I'd just play Horde mode all the time. Mm-hmm. And you'd always get that like one guy. And sometimes it was me. Like sometimes I was in a bad mood. But you get that one guy who'd be like, instead of staying at the fortification and shooting or like developing any kind of strategy whatsoever, he would just be like, he would just run out there, like run into the spawn point and die. Yep. And then he'd be like crawling, like, hey, come save me. Like, and then two people go run to go and save him and they get fucking killed too. And you just be like, really? This guy?
Yep.
That always made me nuts. Made me so nuts. The best game of that I ever played, we had spread ourselves out so far across the map that they could only, because they don't spawn right next to you, so they could only spawn in one spot. And spot they spawned in was in the football field.
Yeah.
Was in the little balcony. And so we're just sitting all standing out in the field just like firing missiles and throwing grenades into that balcony and just blowing them up one at a time. It was incredible.
That map had some good like turret placements.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in like in Rainbow Six, that game has friendly fire.
Oh yeah.
So instead of just like walking, you know, running towards the enemy, they can just like literally shoot you instead.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's real funny.
It happens it happens quite a lot. Like this is actually something they need to like really address in, you know, sometime soon. Is like taking, especially like because that game has like a planning phase sort of. Like game loads, the defenders are like barricading walls and stuff, setting up traps, and the attackers have drones in that they send in and you try to find where the enemy is. And that's like 40 seconds or so. But if you're playing defending side, you're actually playing as a guy and not a drone. And so there's been, I can't tell you how many, I'd say like 1 out of 4 matches, maybe like you'll be playing as a drone. And you'll see like, oh, now the game is 5-on-3. Well, good for us.
Yeah. That's it's like a child throwing a temper tantrum.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can't win, if you guys are going to suck, then I'm just going to make you suck even more.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nerd. You yeah. fucking nerd. Yeah, that's just not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool at all. Is that it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, we're at about the middle, so mm-hmm. this is a good time to just thank everybody for their monthly donations to the show.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. Oh, someone just texted me in the middle of the show. Oh, it's Tim!
Yeah, I forgot to text this to you earlier.
Peruvian tea translates to safe passage. Okay. Well, I'm glad that couldn't wait.
Well, yeah. It happened after we recorded today's episode. I went into the pantry to go get some stuff for lunch, and I found this box of Peruvian tea that we had, and it's anise flavored, but mm-hmm. it just looks like it says anus.
Yeah. Yeah. It does look like it says anus. Anyway. Thanks everybody for your donations this month. We really appreciate it. Helps keep the show going, and you're all rock stars in my mind. So,
but like, what kind of a rock star? Like,
I'm at a Lynyrd Skynyrd show, and I'm in the front row, just passed out, and uh-huh. they're all up there singing Freebird.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's what I don't get, Minnie. Bananas. What the fuck is their deal, man?
Like, what's the deal with bananas?
Where do you fucking bananas get off? You're 49 cents a pound. I buy like three of you. And then, you know, I buy you fucking green as shit. I buy you like the color of green that is the ideal color of a not ripe banana.
Yeah.
Put you on the kitchen counter.
Next thing you know.
Walk away for 3 minutes. Next thing I know, you're fucking bruised all to shit.
Mm-hmm.
At Road Rage this weekend. Diego ran to the store, asked him to run to the store, get me some bananas, because I couldn't do my show without them. And he comes back. That just sounds like such a douchebag thing to say, too.
It's,
yeah.
it's the good old like Van Halen only green M&Ms in the writer thing.
Really, I just said, like, hey, I just need a banana, and he came back with a big bunch of bananas, and he yeah. came back with organic bananas, which I guess isn't like an L.A. thing. Because I hate organic bananas, and here's why. Because he bought those bananas, and by that afternoon, they were starting to turn brown. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
I bet they were like $1 a pound.
Yeah.
Whereas the cheat, like, I buy the regular-ass bananas. Just, it's just like, I mean, it's such a fucking piece of shit fruit that can't hold itself together for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have this problem with apples.
True, they last a lot longer.
Yeah.
I don't eat as many bananas as I used to.
I eat bananas all the time.
So your problem isn't bananas. It's like...
Well, no, because it's such an inconvenient fruit. Too fast. Like, you can't set it on a table, because that'll make it fucking bruise. You can't hang it on a little hook, because then the top of the banana will just break off, and now you have, one, an open banana, and two, a banana sitting on the table that fell a little bit, so now it's going to be bruised. It's like, yep. There's no middle ground of the banana, whereas other fruits like a watermelon, a cantaloupe, grapes, apples, oranges, like, oranges you fucking last forever. Bananas yep. last for an afternoon, and yet we keep buying them.
I'm less into oranges and more into clementines.
Yeah, clementines, the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. The only redeeming quality of the banana is how fucking cheap it is.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would say just plain old banana is probably like my least favorite.
Really?
Fixing of a banana. Not least favorite fruit, but just a plain raw banana is my least favorite way to eat a banana.
What's your favorite way to eat a banana? In your ass, like the Amazing Atheist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably just like cut up into slivers with a little bit of cinnamon sugar and let them like macerate. That's real good.
Yeah, that's weird, man. Everyone wants to do weird shit with bananas. They want to put them in ice cream. They want to slice them up and throw them in their cereal.
Yeah,
they want to do cereal. Whatever the fuck you're doing with bananas.
I'd rather do the sliced up in the cereal than a raw banana for breakfast.
Just stuff it in your mouth like a penis and deal with it, dude. It's not gay. It's just fruit.
It's just that's such a good tagline for fruit.
It's not. Cucumbers. It's not gay. It's just a vegetable. Yeah. Yeah, man. Just I don't get them. I don't get them.
Yeah,
I don't get why science hasn't intervened and figured out how to make bananas not suck.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Fucking Elon Musk is firing his car up into space in a flagrant waste of money, and we can't have bananas that don't.
It's not a waste of money.
It's a like you couldn't just put a bunch of rocks in there. You had to put a real fucking expensive car.
They already made the car.
Yeah, but that could they could have like given that car to somebody who maybe doesn't make a lot of money and so that can't afford gas all the time, like me.
Okay. I was like, I think my parents enjoy bananas. They buy like 15 or 20 every 2 weeks.
And then what do they throw away? Like 11 of them in 4 days?
Yeah.
I individually buy 3 or 4 bananas once a week. And usually those 3 or 4 bananas last me 3 days.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's another, I go 4 days bananaless.
Bananaless.
I don't have any penis fruit to eat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my issue. What's your next issue?
Here's what I don't mini get. Tab, do you have a web browser open?
Yeah.
Can you go to google.com, please?
Okay. Google.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Click on images.
Okay. Images.
Let's just go with bananas. Type in bananas.
Is there another NA?
No.
Okay.
You got pictures of bananas?
Yeah.
Click on the first one.
Okay.
What do you usually do when you're on Google image search? You see the thing you want. What do you usually click?
View image. Yeah.
Is that button there?
No, they removed it.
No, because they removed it.
Yeah. Why did they remove it? Oh my God.
For Getty image. Because they got sued by Getty images.
Yeah. You know what this means?
What?
Time to use DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Works just the same as Google, man. Except they're not tracking all your shit to sell you stuff, and that you can fucking open image in a new tab. You can still right click the image and
I was just about to say that you can right click the image and do the open image in new tab, and it usually will give you that image. A couple times it hasn't.
Yeah. The thing that's really annoying is that you can't also not hear is the ability to just search by image, because that used to be one of the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, Getty Images, you go find like a fucking Shutterstock photo with mm-hmm. their overlay, then you search by that, image and find it somewhere else
without the watermark. Yeah.
But now that Google is, you know, when Google is just a search engine, it was fine. But now Google's this big monstrosity, so they have to like undo the evil that they created by indexing torrent sites and and stock image sharers.
Yeah,
fuckers.
Yep, this happened last week, right?
No, it happened a couple weeks ago.
I did it. I think maybe I only noticed it last week.
It's been almost 2 weeks. Yeah, I think.
Man,
because I remember noticing it, and then I saw an article about it, and they're like praising Google in the article, like this is just another good step in protecting and digital rights in the new millennium. It's like, man, fuck your fucking digital rights. It's the internet. It's not like it's not there. You're just making it a little harder. And when you make things a little bit harder, people can find an alternative.
That's the same thing as the DMCA copyright notices you do on Google. Like you search for something, and at the very bottom, it's like, oh, you know, we've hidden 5 search results because of the DMCA. Would you like to know more? And so it's just like one extra step to get to whatever thing you want to pirate. Because you have to you click on that, and it gives you a link, a list of the sites, which is very stupid. Like, right? Like, this has been years they've had this DMCA thing, and their first inclusion of it was like, oh, here's the list of the sites that we didn't let you go to. They're not hyperlinked, mm-hmm. but I mean, you can just copy and paste, right?
Yeah. Fuck them, man. Someone just messaged me.
It was me. It's a different box of tea this time.
This one was actually on Discord, and I don't know what it is. I'm ignoring it. I'm 100% on board with you, because like you're constantly just trying, because I just want to find the largest resolution version of the image available.
Yep.
Typically. Yep. Like I'm not even looking for some, I'm not trying to find the Getty Images version. I just want the one that is the largest resolution so that I can
320 by 240.
Yeah. So I can use that for whatever project I'm doing.
I'm assuming they're going to take out the right click menu option for that.
Yeah, they probably eventually. Will.
You can still right click search image as.
Because the other problem with it is the other part of the reason is that when you would just view image, instead of going to the website and then finding the image, you'd bypass all the fucking ads that were going to get served to you. So yep. Now they're letting those sites serve you more ads. It's yep. like, yeah, time to go, Google. You're done. Stick a fork in you. You're killing yourself out of relevance with all your horse cockery.
Yep. Because you know what users really enjoy is users really enjoy you taking away options.
Yeah, shit that's just been there forever. This is the future though. This is updates now. Is that anytime something is updated, it's just like, oh yeah, we took away another feature. We didn't figure you needed that.
Yep.
You want to do two more?
I've got a short one. I've got a quick one.
All right. Here's my mini. Here's why I don't get mini. Liking penis. And this isn't a gay thing, man. Like, because ladies also allegedly like penis, and man, I just don't see the appeal. Like, what's going on there? It's just like a weird thumb, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you even be? I don't even know. I don't even know, man. Like, what's appealing about it?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. The guys that do it, they're like, they like the penis, apparently. It's like, you got one, man. Why do you need more?
Yeah.
What's up with that? I don't get it, man. How do you like penis? It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your next issue?
It's a very simple
It's a very simple thing, yeah.
Here's what I don't get, extra mini. Cold contact solution.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's really weird.
It is, dude, because you've never had to do eyewear, right?
No.
No. Yeah, man, in the winter, because, you know, you keep your contact case in your bathroom. Bathrooms are never heated very well.
No.
So you wake up, it's been cold all night, and you wake up, and you can tell when you put your fingers in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is gonna sting.
I got to put this cold item now into my eyeball.
Plus, it's like an iodine saline solution.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens with when you put salt in water.
It lowers the freezing point.
Yeah. So it's actually probably below freezing.
And you got to now put it in your eyeball.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that must be rough, man.
It is. Just contacts in general are they're nice, but sometimes they're
quite a hassle. Pain in the ass.
Yeah. Like as we were recording, I blinked too hard and one of them almost came out. That just happens.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know. It's real rough having exceptionally perfect vision.
You know what? The other thing is like they give contacts to teenagers now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause I got contacts when I was a freshman.
Yeah, I don't ever really remember you wearing glasses.
No, I wore glasses a little bit freshman year. I had worn them since like third grade or so. But I switched over to contacts. And do not give teenagers contacts.
Okay.
Do not, because they will not, they don't take care of them. I slept in my contacts, which were monthlies, for months on end. Like I would take them out maybe once every 3 weeks.
Wasn't that the point?
No, because you take them out every day. You're supposed to take them out right before you go to sleep.
Oh, I thought you could sleep in them.
They have ones you can sleep in, but those are like weeklies, I think.
Mm. So you're supposed to change them out once a week?
Yeah. So, well, you open up a new pair once a week.
I see.
But no, I had monthlies, which they're supposed to last the whole month, which I still, they last like 6 months for me. But yeah, it ruins your vision. Because they get dry
mm-hmm.
when you do that, and it's no bueno.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you weren't weak,
yeah,
then you wouldn't have this problem.
I guess.
Because I've always thought, ever since I was a kid, like when I was in the fourth or fifth grade, mm-hmm. maybe even earlier, whenever I learned about like evolution and survival of the fittest, yep. and I was like, all these people with glasses, we're coddling them.
they should have been thrown off cliffs as babies.
If we were in the wild, like you not being able to see would be the difference between you being alive and being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger.
Yep.
That's why I decided if I ever get Magneto powers, I'm just gonna have to kill everybody that wears glasses to for the perfection of the species.
You take their glasses and just scrunch them so the metal goes inwards.
Yeah, actually, I found out when I was in high school that I should have been wearing glasses my whole life.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They were like, "Oh yeah, you're actually farsighted. We probably should have put you in glasses a long time ago." And I was like, "Huh? Does that mean I have to start wearing glasses now?" And they're like, "Ah, no, it's been too late now. Like, yeah. You've probably developed enough coping mechanisms that you'll never notice."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Great, thank you."
So when I was a kid, I had I still do. I had like 25% hearing loss in one of my ears.
Yeah.
Figured that out when I was a kid from like the school like hearing test thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, before I had glasses, when I would watch TV, I would watch it like right on the TV.
Yeah.
You know, like you imagine a picture of like a 90s or 80s or 90s kid watching TV, you know, they're watching it like right up next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was me. And I remember my parents thought it was because of my hearing. Like, so they always turn it up and I'd be like, it's fine. I can hear it. And
yeah.
So they didn't know what until got an eye exam. Figured out it was those things. I can see clearly about a foot in front of me.
Yeah.
And after that, it's just shapes and colors.
It's like you didn't defrost your window.
Pretty much. That's basically what it is.
That's a great issue. I bet that affects a lot of people.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine. Yeah.
Well, this has been the mini-sode this month.
Yep.
And possibly last month. It's TBD of when I figure out how to post this thing.
Yeah.
It may not even come out until our next leap year. What is that going to be, 2020?
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
2 years from now, all these references will be very dated.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll be totally new co-hosts. Like you and I will both be long gone. We'll probably be several co-hosts down the line. And this will just get auto-posted and everybody will be like, "Oh, whatever happened to those guys?" Like, well, Tim finally broke the wrong door handle and was murdered in the street. Yep. And Tab finally went to jail for all of his crimes against humor. and that'll be...
He's working off that 20 million.
He's working off that 20 million, yeah. Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's this episode.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
It was rough, I know. Bananas. We'll be right back.